I teach mentally ill, developmentally disabled, frail elderly, and I teach art, and I teach musical storytelling, and I sing and tell stories for really frail elders, and I do communication class, and that's what I do for 17 years.
What brought you here to Sacramento, Katie?
Well, the state of California is getting ready to cut all adult education classes for disabled and elderly seniors in all over the state of California. And in fact, actually, a lot of programs, adult education classes for this population have already been cut in many cities and counties. But Berkeley has very strong support of it. So far, though, we're on the table getting ready to get axed.
How do you know this? Where'd you hear this?
Oh, my supervisor told me this. This is, and also there's a website. We have a website now. And do you want me to read it to you?
Sure, please.
Okay. All right. I have to get out because I have to read it to you. There's a lot of information just now coming out about this. It is, the contact is CalEDS, that's CalEDDS.wordpress.com. So that's where the information is. But the adult education has basically decided that these are superfluous classes, that they should be funded by other people because they supposedly can't prove that they're educating these people. So it's like they have to prove this by tests. Of course, everything is tests now. And they can't test these people because they're mentally ill and they're disabled and they're senior citizens. And these classes are not these people aren't wanting to take tests. They want to enrich their lives, not just enrich their lives, they want to stay active, keep learning. And all my students, they all have one thing in common. They are hungry for information, and they're hungry to develop other skills. Just because they're old and they're disabled doesn't mean they stop learning. And there aren't any other programs. And I believe you me, I know this because the other programs at these places are usually bingo, bad daytime TV. Yeah, and that's about it.
Now, what can be done? How can people help? You mentioned the WordPress site. What kind of action can people take?
Well, they can go on this website. The best thing they can do is write their congresspeople, and on this website it tells you what to do. So I'll just tell you the website again. It's caleds.wordpress.com, and that's the best thing they can do. It has a whole list of phone numbers, addresses, and things like that.
How did you first get interested in doing the work you do?
Oh my gosh, wow. That's a long story. I fell into it about 35 years ago, working with developmentally disabled adults in San Francisco. And I just fell in love with that population, and I've been basically doing that off and on ever since. Well, off and on meaning, but I sort of expanded. I work now with elderly and disabled, mentally ill people. And another thing that I see in common with that population is that the arts are so important. It really, that music and art, drama, all those things, writing, it feeds a different part of the brain. In fact, there's studies right now all over the place saying, you know, this really helps people heal and grow actual brain cells, you know? And so that's why I believe in it so strongly, because it's a different type of learning. It's a learning process that I think is very important, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
And what stands out in your mind from your 17 years of having done this? Is there one favorite story you'd like to share of having helped a student?
Actually, I have one right off the bat. It's about transformation in art. I was working just recently at an art class with frail elderly and disabled adults. It was an art class, and we were making flowers out of dough for spring, the beginning of spring. And I just let the people in my class, this one lady was had dementia, has the beginning of dementia, but just the beginning. She's actually a very capable lady, and she made a couple flowers, and all of a sudden she made this little gingerbread kind of boy. And I thought, well, that's kind of, that's, you know, I just thought to myself, well, that's because she has dementia. But I decided, well, to ask her, well, what's this little flower? What's this? And she said, oh, that's my son who died. And he's still a flower in my heart. And that's just, that's why I do what I do. Because I know art is transformative. It just takes you to a different place. It plugs in to places you cannot necessarily go to in writing and in testing. And it goes to those places and it helps people stay healthy. It helps them keep out of the psychiatric hospitals, keeps them out of convalescent hospitals if they aren't already there. And if they're there already, it keeps them sane while they're there. You know, the art, the singing, the, you know, doing art, it just keeps them going in a healthier way. It's part of who we are. We've been doing this since man could do art, and they have it in caves, right? They weren't doing anything else. They were just doing art because it's amazing and it helps you. It helps you stay alive and healthy. And that's why I do what I do. And I want to keep it going in the adult education classes, because they're really, these people, these administrators say, oh, well, there should be other programs. Well, where are those programs? There are no other programs to do these things. There are not. They do not exist. And I dare those people to tell me where they are.
With that thought in mind, how did you first get involved in today's March in March?
My supervisor, actually, at the Berkeley Adult School, they had flyers out there, and I'm so glad they did. And I just said, you know, it's about time. I need to, and we just got this website updated. And so I thought, this is the perfect place to pass out the information, because it needs to get out there. And I passed out 75 flyers. And I'm really glad that information has gotten out there, because it needs to be out there.
And before we wrap up, and thank you for talking to me, because I know it's been a long day, what's been the best moment of March in March for you today?
The best moment, wow. Well, that's a really tough one. Oh my gosh, there were so many good ones. I talked to this guy from the Democratic Club, and he said, oh my gosh, you need to get this information out there. What is it doing? Like, why isn't it out there? And so that was really exciting. And then I talked to a bunch of young kids from UC Santa Cruz, and they were shocked, and they were saying, oh yeah, give me one of those. So that was really exciting. And then this one guy held my sign when I ran in and tried to storm the Capitol. I didn't know him from Adam, but I couldn't get in anyway. It was too long a line. So I decided, oh well, better just pass out my leaflets and information. So
thank you for your time today, Katie.
And actually, meeting you is very great, too. Thank you for getting out this information out there. I really appreciate it.